We are joined now by the new head football coach at UCF. He was announced as the head coach on December 5th. He was the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach at Missouri for the past 2 years. He is a national championship-winning quarterback at Oklahoma, the AP Player of the Year, Walter Camp Award winner, Archie Griffin Award winner, and a consensus All-American. UCF, 12-0 this season. They were the American Athletic Conference champions, and they've got a Peach Bowl matchup with Auburn on January 1st. We are joined by the new head coach at UCF, Josh Heupel. Josh, it's so good to have you on the show. How are you?
We're doing great. Yeah, just trying to get our feet on the ground and get caught up here.
I would imagine. So if you were introduced as head coach on Tuesday, I mean, things have to be happening so quickly and spinning so fast. But from the outside, the process seemed to move pretty fast. What was the process like for you? Did it feel quick to you?
Yeah, the process was, as far as, you know, finding out that you definitely are going to get an interviewing, and then being named the guy. And I think that's just kind of the process in college football. And you got to hit the ground running. And, you know, so those last few days, you're trying to juggle recruiting, you know, starting to get your staff in place, and then also, you know, get to know your players a little bit when you're around campus as well. I think that's an important piece, you know, right when you first take over the job.
UCF head football coach Josh Heupel joining us. You know, it seems to me what's unlike your situation, or what's unlike other situations, is it does not appear that you're going to walk into a rebuild, obviously. You're going into a situation where the team is 12-0, they won a conference championship, and they've got a bowl game coming up on January 1st. So what's it like for you to come into a situation like that?
Yeah, there's no expectations for the following year, right? Right, Jim?
Yeah, right. You know? None at all. You're good.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. I'm really excited about it. Obviously, if you have a championship team, you got great character and camaraderie inside of the locker room. And in the few days that I've been around the program, you can sense that. And so there's a lot of excitement from the kids. And you know, the Peach Bowl is about finishing the 2017 year. I'm excited to watch that, and then we'll get started on 2018 right after that.
All right, so it's one thing to be introduced to the media and have that press conference, but what's it like when you walk into a room and you meet your new team for the first time? What was your message to the players?
It is different than with the media. Anytime, you know, they just went on a great run. You know, they're 12-0. They're obviously hurt a little bit because they lose their head coach. So initially, I think there's, you know, some uneasiness a little bit. And so you try to, you know, just tell them what your program's going to be all about. You tell them what the environment that they're going to be walking into inside the building every day is going to be about. And then you also recognize that this you know, process of developing trust isn't something that just happens because you've been named the head coach and automatically it's there. You know, I told them that actions are going to speak a lot louder than the words that I just spoke, but what they'll find out is that, you know, my words are going to be my actions. And you know, I think, you know, the last couple of days, my door's been open. I'm pretty sure every player has come through here. We've sat down, we've talked, and they've gotten to get a real sense of who I am and what our vision for the program is.
Josh Heupel is joining us. He's the new head football coach at UCF. I know one of the things that you talked to the team about was that football is a game of relationships. It's about being a brotherhood and genuinely loving the guy who's playing next to you. When you were coming up as a player, where did you learn that? And then how much do those bonds translate into wins on the field?
I've been on good teams and I've been on bad teams, and the difference, you know, really isn't the talent level all the time. The difference to me is, you know, how the players interact with each other, their ability to hold each other accountable, to push each other on a daily basis, and, you know, their ability to be bought into one vision and one goal and be selfless versus selfish. You know, so those are the things that we're going to try to build here. That isn't something that happens overnight. It's important that you hire people with great character that care about kids so that they can continue to sell your vision in their individual meeting rooms and at their position groups. And you build that, you know, day upon day.
All right, so you talk about who you hire. One of the first guys you hired was Randy Shannon, and he's your D coordinator. What do you like about what he brings in terms of coaching and recruiting in Florida?
I've coached against him probably 4 or 5 times. He's multiple on the defensive side of the ball. He creates issues for you, you know, schematically as your game planning and for your quarterback. You know, his 3-man front, 4-man front, brings pressures from all over the field, and then, you know, changes up his coverages on the back end as well. So that was something that was important to me. I felt like philosophically that's the right fit here. I know Randy's a great teacher, just haven't been around him. And then obviously his connections here in the state of Florida, and in particular in South Florida, are as strong as anybody you're going to find across the country. And you know, this is the greatest state to find talent, and we got to, you know, build a wall around the state and attract it here to UCF.
You know, I would imagine, Josh, there was probably never a time that you even remember when you weren't around football or a part of football, because you're the son of a coach. And the story goes that when you were just five, you started following your father into the film room when he was coaching back in South Dakota. Can you remember that far back? And what do you remember about those days?
Yeah, I remember, you know, riding to the office with them, D2, so low budget. My breakfast was typically a donut, which is what the players had, and a little bit of Tang, if you remember Tang
sure.
orange juice back in the day.
You bet.
And I'd be sitting in the back of the linebacker meeting room or the DB meeting room and paying attention for the most part and soaking in some of the technique and the rules for those guys on the back end and being out at practice as well. So, you know, a lot of those guys that I grew up around that I really thought highly of are all guys that have become good personal friends of mine throughout the years.
Yeah, Josh, I would imagine the guys that you're coaching now, they may or may not know about the glory days at Oklahoma, but if you go back further than that, you were the South Dakota Player of the Year, then you went to Weber State, then you went to Snow College, where you were living in a four-bedroom apartment with seven other players and would take, on occasion, 17-hour bus trips. It doesn't sound awesome, but you've said that you had a rejuvenation while you were at Snow College. Is that the case, and if so, how?
Yeah, I think you learn to appreciate, the things that are given to you. You know, wasn't on scholarship in junior college. Obviously, wasn't living a life of luxury with the things that you just said right there. But you find out that at its core, really what draws you to the game is the relationships with the players, and then going out and competing. And you want to do that at a place you can win championships at. That's important. But other than that, it's about relationships. And so, that was the kickstart to my playing career, and my playing career obviously was the kickstart to my coaching career.
Which I want to ask you about before you go, but let me say this. When you were at Snow College, Mike Leach saw a tape of you. He called you up. I mean, what a great coach and what an amazing character. What do you remember about meeting him for the first time?
That he is a character. If you ever talk to Mike, you're not going to get very many words in the conversation, but always indebted to him for believing in me. Went on a recruiting trip, spent 2 days with him, really didn't do anything other than watch tape. Got a chance to see his vision for the quarterback position and felt like I'd be a good fit in it. And obviously that was the kickstart to, Oklahoma, flipping their program around. Hadn't been to a bowl game for maybe the five previous seasons obviously, it's been doing well since.
All right, so a huge career at Oklahoma, then you go to the NFL. So what was it like when you first made the transition to coaching? I mean, given your background, did you know that was something that you were always going to end up doing?
Absolutely knew that's what I wanted to get into. It's never as easy as you think because you still have the itch to play. It's the closest thing to playing, but those that can't play anymore are in coaching. And I spent some time with the offensive line. I think that was a big part of my development as a coach, understanding, the game starts up there and you can only do what your five guys up front can do. And then obviously, I have bounced around different places and a lot of different coaches impacted my career and my thought process.
All right, so one last thought. The plan has been that Scott Frost would coach the Peach Bowl. So how do you approach, and in fact, is that how that's going to be? And then how do you approach the next few weeks between now and that game?
Well, like I said earlier, I think the Peach Bowl is about the 2017 team, and nobody wants them to go out and be more successful than I do. I can't come in within 3 weeks, implement an offense with maybe some different terminology and those types of things, and all of a sudden go out and perform and beat a really good football team in Auburn. So let's go finish it. Let's play at a high level, and let's go show the nation what this program is all about, and then we'll flip it and get ready for 2018.
That makes sense. UCF has new head football coach. It's Josh Heupel. Josh, great to have you on the show. Thanks for the visit. Good luck. Hope we can do it again next season.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right, Josh, great talking to you. UCF fans, boy, it's been a wild, wild week, hasn't it? Unbeaten.